Hi, it's Angel. So, I was dying to. Okay, we're gonna talk about something I'm going to, refond to. That's a new word that I will be using from here on out. Refer to as the danger zone. So, you know, if you watch Archer, which I'm a huge Archer fan, you'll know, or the, you know, the Kenny Loggins song, this is where we talk about the danger zone. You know, and there's this moment when you're talking to someone, when you're getting to know someone new is in your life, whatever. Usually it takes several of these moments, for me to be certain or even just admit that these moments are what I think they are. that, you know, it's official that you got it pretty bad for the person, or, you know, they have it pretty bad for you, hopefully in return. It's always nice when feelings are mutual. I'm kind of shut off from that, but there are, when you have it bad for somebody, even I can't conceal it. And you know when they're not concealing it, you're like, sorry, fuck. Like, I don't know. But you feel safe. And you're like, For me, it's the voice. It's the tone of their voice. Everybody has their different, like, oh, they do like me, or they do, you know, whatever. It's always the tone of voice, or the way they say my name. If they can say my name and give me chills, I'm like, shit, I've got it. I got it bad for them. So there's no going back. You're like, fuck, here I am. There's no going back to it being, you know, it being okay. I mean, it's okay. It's actually pretty awesome if you both, yeah. So, yeah. And then, you know, I'm really good at, like, up to a point, just lying to myself, like, knowing, like, totally knowing that I have feelings for someone, but I'm really good at suppressing it and just, like, being like, eh, you know, just really, and I shouldn't think, if you don't think about it, you're like, if I don't think about it, it's not real. Total denial. And then there's just this moment where you're just like, No. At least me. At least I just, that's how I am. I shouldn't say you. I should say me. Ugh. And the thing is, okay, so that's like the danger zone to me, is that moment where you're like, because there's no going back. And they're just, that feelings are in the air. And there's stuff. You know, I've said in the past, I'm like, I'm totally upfront and have no problem being like, hey, I like you. This is where it is. But internally, I'm totally like, no, I have to do this because I need to be honest with myself. And if someone else is involved, because if they don't like me in return, then, you know, hopefully they'll either pull back or just be honest and be like, yeah, I don't think that way about you. Or, they'll flirt with me a lot more because they do like me. So, you know, they'll give me more attention, which is awesome. But, yeah. I don't romanticize the falling for someone like so many other people do. I kind of dread it. It probably makes no sense at all, but it's totally how I am. Yeah. that new part, that part where you're kind of figuring things out, and you're like, what, do you like me? I like you. Cool. You know, that, and there's just, like, hope and potential and, you know, good stuff. There is a song, by the band Perry, called Walk Me, la la la. I can't talk tonight. Walk Me Down the Middle. Listen to it. It's an awesome song. But there's a part where she says, she sings, I may not be the prettiest girl around, but I sure am the sight for sore eyes. Something like that. But, and then, that's kind of how I feel when someone likes me. I'm certainly not the prettiest girl in the world. But you know, when you like somebody, I mean, I guess to certain people I would be, I hope. Yeah, you just, when certain people see you differently than everyone else, I mean, that's just another part of the danger zone, guys. Just is. I mean, you've had that before, right? Where you're like, you really think someone's the just most incredible looking person in the whole wide world. No one, doesn't matter who, just this person is it. It's awesome. It is awesome. You know, everyone should have someone like that in their life. Everyone should be like that to somebody. I've said it before, you know, that's kind of my dream, is just to be, you know, the most beautiful girl in the world to someone. The funniest, cutest, adorable, even like, even when I'm having a tantrum, just be like, aw, she's adorable. Yeah, I want that. And I like, it's very, very rare. Very rare in my life that I've ever, I don't hold looks very high on the scale of attraction. But when they, they're just kind of, you're fucked when they have like this incredible, I am fucked. I can't say that you are. I need to say me. Sorry, I'm trying to stop that. When they are funny and smart and everything and things in common. And then on top of that, they're so incredible looking. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Oh, there's another line. I meant to share this. They stopped. I'm sorry. In the same song, Walk Me Down the Middle, by the band Perry, which is a really awesome band. I love them. She says, I'm not going to sing it. I'd walk through fire for you. Walk through barbed wire for you. I'd walk miles, it's true, just to be with you. And yeah, I love that song. That song like defines the danger zone for me, I think. So you like how I just refer to it as the danger zone? Anyway, so yeah, those feelings got me to thinking about the new year, because there's all those obnoxious commercials on television. I don't watch a ton of television, so when I'm annoyed by them, I know that there's a lot. About those dating sites and meeting, you know, falling in love this year. 2015, you are going to meet the person of your dreams and everything's going to be perfect. But first you need to change a whole bunch of stuff about yourself. So I wanted to talk about that for a few minutes because I want you to know. Yeah, you. Mm-hmm. The one listening. Uh-huh, you. Hi. You are perfect, just the way you are. Yes, you. Mm-hmm. I swear you are. And we all put ourselves down for certain reasons. I mean, there are certain people out there who just think they're the most incredible person in the world, and that's awesome. But for the rest of us, who, kind of weave in and out of, fairly okay self-esteem to that line of self-esteem? What? What? I have none. No, I'm not that bad. But you know what I mean. Everyone has their days and a month, whatever. But with New Year, there's so much hope. There's so much, potential. Again, just like with the danger zone, but for change and for self-improvement, and the only way you're ever going to be happy is if, you really learn to love yourself. And if there is something, when you're taking inventory of yourself, there's things that, we all want to change about ourselves, but you need to do it for you, not just because you're like, I think someone would love me, someone could like me if I changed this about me, whether it's internal, it's the internal you or the external you. This is something like my mother would tell me so bad. Don't tell her I'm using her words. You certainly can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself. You can't do that. I mean, there's obviously times where we're just like really difficult on ourselves. But on a whole, if you can say, for the last couple of months you're not a big fan of yourself, you need to work on yourself for you. Being in a relationship, being with someone else isn't going to define you as a better person. I mean, certainly, at least personally, one of my goals in a relationship is to be with someone who challenges me, who makes me a better person for just being around them or wanting to be a better person because of them, to help make the world a better place because, this person encourages that, whether just from them being them or, being more vocal. I've been in relationships where the person didn't challenge me, the person didn't really make me feel like I was a better person, and I guess I didn't really realize that until I started thinking about it. And it I mean, certainly it's not important to everyone, that's totally fine. But it is important to me. I don't just want to go through the motions. Like, I want to constantly be bettering myself, and I want a partner that feels the same way. But you still have to love yourself first before you can love anyone else. Totally just rambling. I have no outline or anything for you guys through this boring point. But there's someone out there that's gonna love you for you, regardless of whatever you think your downfall is. They're gonna adore you for all the great things about you, and they're gonna love you for the flaws too. And if somebody wants you to change, I guess some people are worth changing for. I guess if you have like a really big problem or something, then maybe, but never stop being you because someone wants you to be someone else. I sound like, I don't know what I sound like. I don't know, guys. But these New Year's resolutions, only make them if they're something you truly want to fix about yourself. If it's something you think other people like you better because you do it, you do that, then that's not worth your time. Just keep being you and keep, you know, this is a very, very brilliant Dory from Finding Nemo said, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. And you'll find what you're looking for eventually. So, I don't know if I made any sense tonight, but I did ramble. And I did talk about the danger zone and feelings. Ugh, feelings. Alright, I love you guys tons. If you're about to fall asleep, have very, very lovely dreams. And if you're just listening, just to listen, I hope you enjoyed it. Take care, everybody. Bye.